For WMRA News, I'm Bob Levicky. Some schools in Augusta County will soon be solar powered. Four people are hurt, three of them badly, when a car rear-ends a horse-drawn buggy in Buckingham County. And is Virginia's business climate losing ground to other states because of our antiquated tax policy? This is the WMRA Daily for Monday, October 1st.
Support for the WMRA Daily comes from the shops at Stonefield at Route 29 and Hydraulic Road in Charlottesville, featuring a collection of shopping, dining, and entertainment experiences with parking available. Learn more at shopsatstonefield.com.
Some schools in Augusta County will soon be solar-powered. Installation of the panels will begin soon at seven schools in the county. The News Leader reports the district's 1.8-megawatt solar array will be the largest of any Virginia public school division. The panels will be installed by early December, with a few schools receiving panels as soon as next month. More than 5,000 solar panels are going in, enough to provide about one-third of the seven schools' yearly electricity. The district has said it expects to save nearly $500,000 over a 20-year period. Four people were hurt, three of them seriously, when a car rear-ended a horse-drawn buggy in Buckingham County. Virginia State Police said the horse was killed in the crash Sunday morning. Police say 18-year-old Haley Taylor was driving a 2002 Honda when she rear-ended the buggy. Her car flipped and the buggy was destroyed. Taylor, who suffered minor injuries, was charged with reckless driving. Police say an 18-year-old male was driving the buggy, and a 16-year-old boy and a 20-year-old woman were inside. All three were taken to a hospital with serious injuries. Several school districts in southwestern Virginia, including one that wants to arm its staff, will get money from the state to hire more school resource officers. The Roanoke Times reports that Lee County is one of 33 winners of the combined $1.2 million in grant awards announced last week by the Criminal Justice Services Board. The county voted over the summer to become Virginia's first to arm its teachers and staff. That plan has been blocked by state officials. Lee County Superintendent Brian Austin says the county will use the grant to hire a school resource officer. Wise County and the Norton School System also received grant funding, which mostly went to rural areas of the state. Opponents of the Atlantic Coast Pipeline in Nelson County hosted a public meeting Sunday. WVIR-TV reports that environmental experts discussed the effects of the proposed 600-mile-long natural gas pipeline. Pipeline opposition group Friends of Nelson hosted the meeting at the Rockfish Valley Community Center. The group also discussed the future of energy in Virginia, including how the Northam administration may affect policies in renewable solar energy. The pipeline is planned to run from West Virginia through Augusta and Nelson counties and on to North Carolina. In the complicated and competitive world of business climate rankings, tax policy plays a big role. And a new analysis out last week shows that Virginia is losing ground in some areas, as Virginia Public Radio's Michael Pope reports.
The Tax Foundation's annual State Business Tax Climate Index ranks Virginia at 22nd. Right at the middle of the pack in terms of how the state's tax system is structured. Jared Walczak is a senior policy analyst with the Center for State Tax Policy at the Tax Foundation.
Virginia's middle of the pack here, and I think for a long time, Virginia policymakers have felt that we just need to be better than Maryland. The problem is we're competing in a global economy.
He says Virginia would have a higher rank if not for the reliance, he says over-reliance, on the Business Professional Occupancy License Tax, known as the BPOL tax.
The BPOL dates back to the colonial era and became a major tax to pay off the debt of the War of 1812. So Virginia's a little out of date in still keeping this as a major component of its local tax system.
One area where Virginia is losing ground, corporate taxes. Virginia slipped from 7th place to 10th place for two reasons. Other states are reducing their corporate income tax rates while Virginia's remains unchanged. And other states are reducing their reliance on incentives. Now, Walczak says incentives are problematic because governments should not be in the business of picking winners and losers. I'm Michael Pope.
For WMRA News, I'm Bob Levicky. That's the podcast for this first day of October. Thanks for listening, and enjoy your Monday.